when you're growing at a pace that you love and respect so much, but your leg is still hurt and you need an MRI today on the Get Uncomfortable podcast show.
This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get it done. Get it done.
It's time to get uncomfortable.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get
uncomfortable. Good morning. Good morning. Man, it's 11:30 a.m. right now when I'm recording this. Whether you're listening to this now or in the future, it's probably going to be the future. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and you are listening to the Get Uncomfortable show with your host, I am. Today is a great day. It's always a great day when you wake up. Are you up? Are you listening? How are you listening? Are you dead? Are you walking dead? Listen, comfort killers, my people, my leaders, I want to share with you a quick story because I'm so happy. I am entirely so happy. Now, you're going to ask, Stace, why are you always so happy? Don't something happen to you? Don't you get upset? Doesn't the traffic hurt you? Don't you want to punch someone? Don't you want to curse? Don't you want to just wild out? Don't you want to freaking just show that you're upset? Stop it, Stace. And I'm going to say, hey, listen, I'm human too, right? There's some things that I go through in my life that obviously makes me upset. But it's what I do once I know this feeling is here. Quick story. I went to New York, Manhattan, Long Island City, for a little gig with the Resource Center. I needed to go there. It was later on. My appointment was later on in the day. 2:45. So, of course, I got there scrambling from Philadelphia. Got there pretty early. Got there at 2. I should have got there about 1, but the traffic was a bit bad. So, got there at about 2. Room to spare. I'm waiting. The person that I'm supposed to see was an hour late. Okay? They were an hour late for the appointment. I begin to think, man, my time is so valuable. What am I? You know, I should never allow someone to just be late without saying something. So I said, hey, listen, my time is valuable. When this person did show up and, you know, of course she apologized. I understand it. The traffic was bad. She's even talking about the traffic. So I ended up leaving at approximately 5:30 from Long Island City. Threw in, punched in Waze, the GPS app. I know you guys all use that. Waze, and then it's trying to take me through the Battery Park. I don't know if you understand the city, but in Long Island City, really all I needed to do was get back on 278, I believe, and then head back to the Verrazano and jump through Staten Island and then go to the New Jersey Turnpike, which takes me to Philly. Quick, simple, easy, in and out. But the traffic was so bad that Waze was trying to figure out an alternative route for me. So the alternative route was, yes, still take the Verrazano, but I had to do some things within Long Island City, Queens, in order to get there. And one of which was the Battery Park Tunnel. I opened my wallet. I had enough for the bridge. I don't know if you know, but the Verrazano Bridge right now is like $16. The Outer Bridge Crossing to get into the city from Jersey is $16, $15. So it's, you know, it's at least $35 just to go there. And then you're not even talking about gas. So you can't complain about these things if you're going to go, right? Easy choices. I would have been able to take the train in from Philly, Amtrak, and head right there, take a subway, boom, I'm right there, in and out. I didn't do it this time, that way this time, because I wanted to use that time coming back to make an important phone call with one of my partners that we're working on a webinar with in Colombia. So I had that time set, if you know, in this drive back home, which takes about 2 hours, I am going to call my friend and my partner for, you know, we're going to talk some business. And going there, I had that set that I'm going to dive back into the Obsessed book by Grant Cardone. This is the like fourth time I'm listening to this audiobook. I told him in my show, if you haven't watched that show, please do so now. You could actually press pause on this. I won't, you know, my feelings don't get hurt too easily. But press pause on this. Jump on either YouTube, type in how to be obsessed. You'll see with the Comfort Killer, Stacey A. Cross, Grant Cardone. You can type in all of that and it'll pop right up. Or you could go on my channel on Grant Cardone TV /.com/ Comfort Killers. And you could actually get all my shows there. So why not? Have at it. Press pause. I'll be here. You could come back. My feelings aren't hurt. So I had these plans set. With driving there, I was going to listen to some, you know, audiobooks and just clear my head and see, because it's December, right? It's December 1st today. So this was 11:29 where I just went out there and I'm like, oh man, I'm going to think about my December, think about my January, think about my February, right? And of course, when I come back, so I left Long Island City roughly at about 5:30. I'm in my car, punching in the Waze. It's dark now, it's gloomy, it's rainy, it's so bad out there. And of course, you know, traffic builds up. So, this is the part where Stacey gets upset. So, so I looked at my wallet and I'm like, man, the battery park tunnel is, you know, it's saying money. I don't know, I haven't been in the battery tunnel for like ever. So I don't know how much it costs. And I think I had like 20 something dollars in there in my wallet. I was like, I don't want to stop and I don't want to, have to go to the Verrazano and don't have enough and all of that. So I'm calculating my head. So anyway, I went against what the GPS told me to do, was to go to the battery park, go to Brooklyn side and then hit up the Verrazano and take that to Staten Island and go home. So I defied that and I went towards the Holland Tunnel because I know the Holland Tunnel. I know it was free. So I ran that way and I was in gridlock. From the moment I made that decision, I was in gridlock. And I mean, when you could walk faster than me getting to the Holland, you could walk faster and probably get to Jersey walking through the Holland faster than I did. So now my feelings of like, oh, what did I do? I should have took the battery. Frick it. What am I, you know, trying to be frugal, you know, or not know, you know, I could have pulled over and checked how much is the battery park tunnels cost. I could have did all of that and I didn't. I went against what was the clear path for me to take. Still got some traffic, but it was a lot better than what I'm sitting in. Now I'm sitting in it. I am starving on top of that, right, guys? I am starving. I hadn't eaten anything for the entire day since waking up. I had, Siobhan made me one slice of toast, which was fine. Great. I had a bit of smoothie because you know what, guys? I wanted to go there hungry. You ever wanted to go somewhere hungry? I don't want to be comfortable right here. So I went there intentionally and I didn't grab a bite intentionally. And I know I should have, but I didn't grab it intentionally because I wanted to be hungry. Like this is why I'm here. But my timing was not good because I was stuck in traffic and I couldn't eat. Of course, I really wanted to pull over, but I would always say, man, I'm going to head over. I want to be in Jersey before I pull over for a bite. So, of course, the traffic got me. Siobhan called. Hey, how was the meeting? I'm trying to talk. I can't talk. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling a little upset, guys. And, of course, I get out of the Holland Tunnel. Like, I spent an hour. Okay, so at 5:30, I actually got out of the Holland at 7 p.m., and I was like, wow. And there was more traffic. And then I decided to take the New Jersey Turnpike. And the New Jersey Turnpike was crawling. I mean, crawling. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it was just raining. It was pouring. I'm hungry. I could feel the pit of my stomach touch the back of my back, the inside of my back, man. And I decided to take that drive and I was crawling and man, I was trying so hard. And after a while, I decided to stop at, you know, McDonald's nonetheless, which is I haven't had this type of food in so long and I'm not eating meat. So I was like, you know what? I do mess with the, the fish sandwich from McDonald's. I'll go grab a fish sandwich from McDonald's. And I did that. And that's when it all fell apart for me. I took a bite in the fish sandwich. And what happens? The freaking grease. Well, it looked like they just put it in the burner, took it out, slapped two buns on it, and called it a day. And I'm the dumbass that had to be at the window smiling like, oh my God, I finally get to eat something. And then I bit into it and the grease squirted out the side of the freaking fish fillet like crust and squirted on my mirror inside my car, my window. I was like, oh, hell no. Hell no. So now I'm fuming. I'm like, I can't eat and I'm in traffic and it's this and it's that. And then I said, and I started thinking, and I was already on my way to Pennsylvania, not eating again, right? And I was on my way to Pennsylvania. I said to myself, okay, this state, this entire state, this 4-hour state that I'm in, I need to quickly figure out how to get out of it, okay? And this is what growth is about. It's about recognizing what a pattern that you didn't approve of, okay, on this new journey of yours. It's recognizing that pattern to be traditional, to be average, to not do anything for your growth, recognizing it instantly and changing it. So I'm going to tell you how I changed it. All right. But before I get into that, I want to let you know about my leg. As you know, this year marks the year of my training for a marathon. Last month, November 11th, I fell down my stairs, twisted my right leg knee, and it's a ligament. Something's going on there. I can limp. I'm limping ever since. So today I went to the doctors and they're like, Stace, we should get an MRI. You know, maybe there's surgery. Maybe it's an injection. I'm like, no, because I'm 100% like, man, I could heal myself. You know, just watch me. You know, they gave me crutches. I don't wear the crutches. They gave me a brace. I don't want the brace. You know, I'm like this rebel of like, biohacking and trying to fix myself. And Siobhan is not having it. She's like, you are getting an MRI. So I am going to go to the gym. This is the first day I'm actually going back to the gym since the 11th. And it's 11:11 right now, if you looked on your thing. It's great. Oh, man, the universe is freaking amazing. So for those that knew what I meant, just check that time when I said 11th. And it'll be 11:11 on the clock. But furthermore, let's keep going. So, you know, I want to get back in the gym. I want to start walking. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do that today. And of course, I'm not eating meat for now the entire month of December. I carried it over from November and now I'm not eating meat for December. It's one of my health goals on my plan. And of course, I lost some weight just by not eating meat. Like, it's crazy. But I haven't been working out and it's because of my knee. And I just want you guys to know that I'm on track to train for that marathon. I got up to running about 10 minutes straight. And I know it's nowhere in terms of the marathon, but that's a big, huge advancement for me. And on top of that, it's growth. And to further my growth, I have to kind of trust the universe, trust what's happening, trust why I even fell, you know, and If I tell you how I fell, you'll think that I'm playing, but thank God I have history on it, and thank God you could actually look it up. So how I fell was very universal, right? When I say universal, I mean like it's very ethereal and kind of spaced out, really. So watch, listen to this. So on my live, I did a live when Parshel was here. Parshel is my video producer and from freshlevelpro.com. And Parshel came over and we did a live, and right on live Facebook Live, I said to myself, I will always keep an appointment no matter if I break my leg. Boom. I said it. I put it out in the universe. Of course, the universe is always willing to test me and to let me know to keep my word. And of course, it came right back around. I fell down the stairs. And guess what test I had? Of course, it was to meet Grant Cardone. See, back in the day, back in my old me, back in the old person I was, I would figure out all sorts of ways to cancel an appointment. Oh, I don't want to do it. I really didn't mean it. Oh, I can't go there. I can't do that. And fear and scarcity and what the hell is a scarcity and takes over me. And you fall back into that conditional mindset, that conditioned way of thinking, the traditional and conventional way of thinking that got you no place. So you go back to being comfortable. In order to get uncomfortable, man, you got to get up and you got to get out. You got to get it done. You got to do it. And I used to always picture myself saying, you know what? I can't do that. Why did I even do it in the first place? So, of course, the universe said, okay, here's your test, Stacey. You said you were going to fall down the stairs and you will never break an appointment. So, boom, fell down the stairs, did a split. First time I ever did a split in my life, by the way. Did a split and boom, the interview with Grant Cardone. And I couldn't say no. I limped my ass there, still limping. And, of course, Parshall Full 60 is coming back today to work on our documentary. So we're never going to cancel on an appointment, right? I'd rather be early. I would not cancel. So if you guys do any work with me, you'll see that, man, I am all for it. Once that time is scheduled, I am all for it. Rich brings me back to growth and knowing the patterns and behavior that didn't get you anywhere and what you could do to really change it by the really a snap of the finger. And if you want to snap, I usually just snap it out of me like, oh, that's old. It's old news. It's an old behavior. It's an old habit and you don't need it right now. And what I did when I was driving was this. Exactly what I've did to change over when I was coming back from New York, that's to change over that negative emotion, that freaking like I was gonna punch something. You know, I'm a human, right? But I could also recognize it and change it and control my behavior. And this is what I did. I pushed my seat up all the way in the car. Like I put it up. So now I'm high. I'm in the ceiling, right? I'm looking down and I pretended my car was a racing car. And I freaking turned. I wasn't listening to anything the entire ride. I turned it and I started talking to myself. Vroom, 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 vroom. And I played like people were racing with me and I was just in the rain. My tires are good. And of course I was safe, guys. I was definitely safe. But I talked to myself. I was like, all right, are you ready? Vroom, vroom. All right. Stacy's coming around the left. And I did that. And it was like a fucking, like I was a kid again. And I felt great doing it. And I had a little contest with myself, like, and I put Waze on and trying to see where the cops are. And it was like a whole adventure. Like I turned this thing into a whole adventure because I couldn't stay in that space any longer. I could not stay upset any longer. I put myself in that situation. I could have avoided all of it and said, you know what? I'm going to take the train. I did it. My fault. I could have avoided all of it and say, you know what? I'm going to sit and have a bite to eat prior to going in here. Didn't. I could sit back and say, you know what? I'm going to take the battery park and deal with whatever cost is later. Didn't. I could have done everything to avoid that. So of course, whatever happens to me happens because of me. It's not the traffic. It's not the rain. It's not the people. It's not my girl. It's not, it's my thing. So I could change it. And once you know that you could control everything in your life, man, you could make it great again. You could make it great again. So what I say when I say, listen, growth, I'm at this pace where I love this growth. I respect it. Honor it because it's a pace that I can handle, and the universe only puts it in my direction in this space because they know I can handle it. God knows I can handle it. God knows that I never stay down for long. God knows that I never get upset and stay there for long. I recognize that behavior. I change the pattern and I make myself great again. That's what we do, comfort killers. So if you are in a journey and you notice that you have some old habits, you notice that some old patterns are coming back, if you even know to notice, you begin to notice, you can recognize it, then you could change it. And you should be happy that you are able to recognize it because that's what people are insane about. They're insane when they keep doing that same thing and the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. And it's like a broken record. and they're unable to change it. They end up at the same place every year. See, on January 1, if you look inside the gym, it's a zoo. If you go back and look on February 2nd, it's a circus. And on March 3rd, it's a library. Because people go back into their old behavior, even after wanting to change so much. And I'm saying to you, comfort killers, you got to get uncomfortable. Notice it, recognize it, learn it, thank it, and then change it. You want a life, a new life. You want to change so much. You want to shift so much, but you're unwilling to do things differently. You're willing to do the same things that got you to the place where you wanted to change it all the time. And you're unwilling to do the opposite. Ladies and gentlemen, get my 2017 war plan. Follow me on all my socials. Oh, I said follow. That's an old behavior. It's lead me, baby. Lead me on my media. Stacey A. Cross on pretty much everything. Medium, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Twitter. Get me. And the Comfort Killers is the movement. Okay? And your journey to success is my journey to success. TheComfortKillers.com, baby. I love you. Remain uncomfortable.